Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy, this COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? No, I've not been vaccinated as much as I'm desperate to be. Yes, I'm sure you did just walk in wherever and they put a shot in your arm. And you have no idea how fucking happy I am for you! But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to James Heaney. Carney, Jim, have you ever hunted something or someone?
No, I've never hunted anyone or anything. I guess I've got to add it to my bucket list. I didn't even know how much I wanted to do that.
You don't need to add that to your bucket list. That's
I don't want to kill it. I would just like to hunt it.
Right. And, hunt it and then harm it in some way, I'm guessing?
No, harming. But just the ability to track.
Okay. We call that keeping an eye on something.
Following.
Following. As long as it's not stalking.
All right, yeah, you don't stalk, please. And now Chris Alvarado, Ives from the Blue Lagoon. When money is truly no object, what kind of car are you splurging on?
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? I look at it every night before I go to bed. You already have one. It's a fucking Tesla, dog. It's a fucking Tesla. And I keep trying to tell myself that success isn't measured in things.
No.
That crazy bookings don't affect me personally.
They do.
Even though Kevin has your dream car, so he has, it's casual that he has it, and yet it's your full dream that you're on your own path. You know what I mean? You're on your own journey. And so.
Yeah. And I was technically 52 when I got my first one. It's not a.
Fine.
No, 52 fine. Though. 52. Come on.
Okay.
Good age for your first Tesla.
Yep. It's not a great age. That's really old for your first one.
A friend of mine pulled up in one the other day. I said, what are you bawling out of control? He's like, oh, I figured I'm going to splurge. He just got the windows tinted. It looked gore. I was like, what the fuck? He said it takes 5 minutes to order one online. I went online. I'm like, I don't have $80,000. You know, it's just that the Patreon isn't going as well as I hoped.
Dude, take out a loan, dude. Take out a loan.
I'm going to do that. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thank you for sharing. Hey, there's Craig Kukowski. Cacao, are you an early riser? And if so, what time do you rise? And if not, what time do you rise when you're on your own and no one else is in the house?
Yeah, that's a good question, because lately I've been woken up by my aging chihuahua who has a bad cough. So she usually starts coughing nonstop around 5 a.m. So that's usually when I've been getting up. Mm-hmm. I was a night owl for most of my life. And over the last 10 years, I've become more and more. I'm not a morning person because I'm cranky and I don't like to talk to anyone till about 9 a.m. But I usually am awake on average at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Alone or together.
I think you did just write a joke, though, so I'm just going to make some notes here. I'm not a morning person. I normally don't like to talk to anyone until about 9 p.m. What the hell? It's Caroline Cotter. Dances with Wool, have you been able to console J-Lo?
J-Lo?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Good. I was hoping you would be able to. And last but no more Jello, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Last night's fish. What food repulsed you as a child that you simply cannot get enough of now?
I guess let me think about what's going on.
I think it might have been mm-hmm. That's a great question. I know it's like something bitter. I can't coffee. I'd say just coffee, even though it's like I'd put it in the pantheon of food.
Wrote the name, a great title for a new coffee shop. Something bitter.
Something bitter. Yeah. Yeah. I remember I had it once as a child. And Cubans love coffee. So it's just around.
Hey, dude.
Whoa.
No, dude, I'll say it, dude.
Jeez. Okay. Wow. That's
time to tell the truth. And the pork. The- my God.
All right. Just hanging all right. Over. Okay, what? They like dancing and music next?
They love it.
All right. Come on.
Can't get enough. The password
is canceled.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content that no one else can have. Also comes with a vaccine shot. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com, but your name here at Scene number one comes from patron VIP David the Joho, who wrote, "I thought I pressed send on this, but apparently not. Welcome to old age, my friends. Here's a scene suggestion. Someone is surprised to win the Best Supporting Actor or Actress Oscar because they didn't know they were in a film. Also, sorry, my murder wasp scene suggestion led you all to committing to all those buzzing sounds." Oh, I kind of enjoyed that. On the other hand, that whole episode was hilarious. As usual, by the way, have any of you seen my glasses? David W. in Boston. First because of all, has anyone seen his glasses?
Pardon me, I'm about to do this real quick. Because I loved you. Oh. Because I loved you. And I thought that was enough. And you telling me it's not enough?
I'm sorry. Hey, this is a coffee shop. Anyone can do whatever, obviously. But you guys have been rehearsing this scene over and over for a long time. Right. And it's just like really grating on me now.
It's not rehearsal. It's not a rehearsal.
Not a rehearsal. And
breaking up.
And what we're grating on you should affect us how?
Okay, well, sir, I found your glasses. Okay.
Did you?
They were in the toilet.
Well, right where I left them.
They were inside the bathroom. They were not in the toilet. Right. They were in the bathroom.
Where I left them. Thank you, Glenn. Great name tag. We're just going to go ahead and finish breaking up now, if that's cool with you, my man.
Yeah, you got it.
Cool. Jeez. What were you saying, sweetheart?
Because I loved you.
Right.
And I thought you loved me.
I did.
And now that I'm learning that the love is lost...
Right, from a life coach. You're learning love is lost from a life coach.
I don't know if I can go on.
I'm right. So sorry. Is this like a scene study class? Is this what this is?
Are we that bad as humans in behavior?
That it looks I just like moved from Boston acting? And I like, my dream is to be on screen. And like, I just like see what's happening here. And I'm like, I want to jump in. And like, I feel like you two are just like just, I get it. I feel the energy is like so rich and all that.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Has somebody ever broken your heart?
I guess, yeah.
Can you imagine that person on him?
In me. My face. Me.
In and on you?
Breaking up with you after getting something on you.
Let's see. I Tell guess.
Him. Tell him.
Can you move your eyes closer together? My God, there he is. Well, Reggie, how are you?
You know, I'm okay, I guess.
You're okay? Well, I'm great, you piece of shit. You know what? Screw this. I'm out of here.
Well, that went very well.
Excuse me, is this something bitter? I mean, what's going on between the two of you?
I mean, it feels that way to him.
Yes, to me, yes, yes. It used to be bittersweet. It used to be sweet, went to bittersweet. Now it's at bitter.
Well, I think, you know, as your relationship moves around the tongue, I'm a Epicurean love coach.
I see.
And if you've moved all the way to bitter, then it is probably time to call it quits.
Time to call it quits. Time to call it quits.
Oh, God.
Are you doing vocal warm-ups?
Yes. 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 I enunciate properly.
Right. I tend to speak too quickly, and he has problem understanding me.
And this is a big part of the problem.
What you want is a umami relationship, i.e. a relationship that's hitting all four quadrants of the tongue.
What Sweet. I want is an umami burger.
Oh, those
this
are
is
good.
What I'm talking about. No, those this are good. Is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I'm searching for the umami.
Hi, I'm sorry. I just heard you say searching. I'm searching. I lost my piece of shit. Like, it's a piece of shit. I'm looking for it. Has anyone seen it?
I mean, I think we would have noticed
human shit?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, this is high quality human shit. All right. Now, I know what you're thinking. You probably got enough shit already, but like this piece right here, I mean, just smell this thing, all right?
It smells like shit.
All natural, 100%. 100%. All right. 20 bucks, 30 bucks, 100 bucks.
Are you trying to sell me this piece of shit?
Yeah. I mean, why not? Just, you know what I mean?
It's a piece of shit in a glasses case. Why are you trying to? I don't want this, dude.
Oh,
this
is disgusting. Careful with the glasses case. Come on, that gets you buy that comes with
I'll take the glasses case. I'll take the glasses case.
Hi, I'm the manager at Something Bitter, and the coffee shop on Highland, and I am here to pitch. I'm here to pitch. You obviously are the head of this studio, and I'm here to pitch a project. I don't know how do I start?
I'd say start by taking a seat in the leather chair there. Okay. And did you bring a portfolio?
I brought a sizzle reel. A sizzle reel? Yes.
This is a VHS tape. What the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Well, I brought that in case I figured, okay, I also have it on my phone. Now, what you're going to see is a found footage of sorts project.
That's okay. Can I hold your phone?
I'd rather you didn't. I'll just hold it up for you.
I mean, that's pretty small, so if I can't get my face up close to it's hard to...
When I press play... So, I have a found footage approach, but these are all actors, all union actors, so I think it could be submitted for all the festivals, including submitted to the Academy for Academy Award.
I'm sorry. You're telling me that you have found footage of a whole bunch of union actors?
Yes.
Yes. I gotta see this. Give me that phone. Let me see that phone.
Okay, fine. Hold the phone. Just don't swipe anywhere. It's my stuff.
Oh my God. Who is this?
So, look at that. I know. So she had just lost her husband that morning.
Oh my. That morning?
That morning.
That's devastating. This is a person's private human life.
But she's also a SAG member. That's the Screen Actors Guild. Okay. Yeah, she's paid up on her dues. Yeah, she's paid up.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Okay, fast forward. Hold on. Okay, look at these right here. So look at those two right there.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
They've both been in the guild.
You're filming them. Is this legal?
Well, but they, under SAG's number one golden rule.
Uh-huh. Leanne, look, there's not much I can do with you, okay? The legalese is pretty clear. You are a SAG member, and this is CCTV footage within your own home. I understand that it's your Ring camera on your own system, but you're SAG, so they can use this footage as any means of...
No, I don't think that is not... That's never been an issue. You know what I mean? It's like, who is doing this?
I don't expect you to understand this stuff. You're an actor, okay? It's okay. Just calm down. Do you want some milk or some water?
Yeah, I would love milk. Milk is the only thing that can calm me down. So get me some milk, please.
Can we get her some milk, please? Do you want that pulpy or non-pulp?
Yes, I want chunky milk.
Let's get some pulp milk. Leanne, the best thing you can do right now is just ride this out, okay? Now, look, I gotta get back to my shift.
Wait, stop. Don't go to your shift. I'm an actor. I pay my SAG dues. I go on auditions. No one books me for anything. And now you're telling me people want to produce the CCTV footage of me?
Ooh, not just you, a whole bunch of people. Apparently, it's the goings-ons of all these actors, all right? It's not reality TV.
The Oscar nominations are out, and... Something Bitter, Found Footage, the movie, cleaning up with 14 nominations. If you're not familiar with it, this is CCTV footage of union actors breaking up, making up, and drinking coffee. It's got a nomination for Best Original Song from J-Lo. That's Jennifer Lopez. And nominations in all acting categories. I'm here with the owner of the coffee shop and the credited director. Tell me your name, sir.
Eli Funk.
Okay, great. Because it wasn't on the movie anywhere, and I couldn't find it on IMDb.
I'm just now petitioning to join the DGA. So I'm not, I kept my name off the project, like, officially, professionally.
14 noms today, including for Best Sound.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because the sound is just very, very tinny and distant.
But real? Would you classify it as real?
Right, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So people spend thousands, millions of dollars trying to recreate the sounds of real life, right? Foley artists, what have you. I've discovered if you just let
the sad speakers in the coffee shop do the work for you, you're good. You're good.
Now, I've heard that of the 28 credited actors in this movie, only 3 of them have found out they're in it so far.
Yes, that's right. And mixed emotions, mixed feelings from their part, but that's what art does. That's what art does. And at the end of the day, I said, you're in a movie.
Now, it's possible the ones that don't know just have not paid their dues yet, and maybe they're not current with the union?
That's correct. So we are reaching out to them individually to make sure that they are up to date on their dues, but also recognize that they have been nominated.
The hell you mean I'm in a movie? What?
Larry, you're in a film and you're nominated for an Academy Award.
The hell, man? I haven't talked to you forever, man. Hold on 1 second, man. Look, dude, this is a nice piece of shit.
I don't want to buy it, dude.
It's a nice piece of shit.
I feel like what's going on?
I'm on the phone. Give me a second, all right? What's going on? What
do you mean? You talking to me now?
I am, yeah.
Okay. So, you were in this film, and this morning it was announced you were nominated for Academy Award. Congratulations. I've got meetings lined up for you. One at CAA, which is weird.
When can I go? I got something to sell them.
Well, I told them that you weren't available. That's the bullshit. Way you drum up.
Bullshit. Let me go, man. I got some shit,
Larry,
I want to sell them.
Larry, we both know you're the very definition of available, but you tell these people that you're not in order to drive up interest. Now, CAA can just relax their crack. But I can get you over at Warner Brothers today at noon.
Henry, let's do it right. I mean, I can walk there now,
do
man.
Do you I'm have a way to get there?
Yeah, so the way that these meetings generally work is you just kind of tell, we love you, already we love you, we all here want to sign you.
Big
we
want
to produce your stuff. Mm-hmm. So love just, you. We love you, so just uh-huh. Kind of talk about that. Stop trying to sell us. Stop trying to make us buy things, okay?
Yeah, well, I got some shit I want to tell y'all.
Could you leave that shit outside of the room? Because yeah, it's honestly distracting
buddy,
from you.
You're not going to get this away from my person, all right? You're not going to snake this shit away from me.
We have a, I don't know if you saw, maybe our assistant didn't do her job. We have a restroom in the lobby. It's part of the lobby, so if
I'm
we
good.
Need to...
Now, I know how okay. This works. Y'all just trying to steal my shit. Y'all gonna come in here and just snake my shit out of my goddamn hands?
We don't want. No, we don't want that.
We're not. This is my shit. Snake anything out, snake. I don't know where you got that from.
This is my shit.
I'd like to talk to Eli. I don't really need to order any coffee. Is Eli available?
Somebody call for me. Somebody call for me. What?
Well, thank
what?
You.
Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Dumbstruck.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Just give me 1 second. Uh-huh. Yes. No. I want the studios there. I want coverage. Hello. Yes. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm James Heaney. I just paid up. I just paid my dues, and this is a little receipt that...
What's this in regards to? I'm so sorry.
Well, I got cut out of the film. I've been coming to this coffee shop since before it was famous.
I have many different projects in various stages of development.
No, the one that already aired, Something Bitter, I'm sure I got cut out of it, but I just wanted to show you, maybe there's a director's cut or...
Well, there is. Now, let me ask you a question. How did you sign your contract? Was it ceremonious by any chance? Was there?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it was a big deal. It was very ceremonious.
Did you use a special pen? Did you use a special pen?
I used a special pen. I used the Tom Cruise pen, and I wore the robes, and there was candle lights.
Okay.
This shows that I'm up to date.
Can you say that whole thing again slower? Kind of look over there to your left. I'll cue you up again. Were there any special pens?
Of course, there was a...
Vance, we have some breaking news. Apparently, in this fantastic Eli Funkeye's new hit movie, there's a deleted scene, apparently, that's been going around YouTube, and it is insane. Actor James Heaney apparently admitted to some kind of occult ritual. I don't know. Yeah, Vance, I mean, this is all the information I'm getting. But
are we thinking that James Heaney is going to be canceled?
I mean, it looks like it. I mean, all indications point to yes. I mean, just the cult practices in general. Who knows what he was sacrificing for what purposes, what kind of portal he was trying to rip open. And in my book, that's a no-no.
You heard it.
Hi. We're not trying to make a competitive movie with you. We're police officers, so we need the footage for evidence. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're just give
and
it
so
to that, us.
And so answer me this. Is that not a camera on your chest?
Yeah, it's a body camera.
So you are also an artist.
No, I'm a police officer, and I've gotten into a lot of trouble before, so now I have to wear a body cam. Okay?
Now, I'll have you know, I was after, so I was grandfathered into the SAG process.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't know what SAG means, but you keep saying it, and it's pissing me off.
Let go of my arm.
Just give me...
you broke my arm. You broke my arm, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, good. And I'm going to get in trouble for that later, too, because I got the damn body cam on.
I mean, yeah, I guess, whatever. Look, Mr. Scorsese, this is all fine and dandy, but I'm just trying to get my shit sold, all right? You know what I mean?
Oh, it's sold. It's sold. Let me tell you something. It's incredibly sold. Would you mind wearing this body cam? I call it a tit cam, but I don't want to get canceled. Do you want to mind wearing this?
Yeah, sure. You got it. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
All right, cool. But now you can shoot me talking to you as I'm directing you in the picture, and that's a whole other thing that I can sell to the studios.
Yeah,
look, walk around my office. Let me see how comfortable you look. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
No, I don't feel good.
I remember when a young Bobby De Niro...
I'm here on the red carpet with Oscar nominee Larry DeMello. And Larry, what are you holding?
I'm holding right here just a nice piece of shit. And if you
and that's what scene one. That is scene one.
That's what I thought.
I cannot hear piece of shit one more time. That is the end of scene one. Oh, my God. What is happening to my face?
Scene two comes to us from Will, who wrote, "Yo, Alchemists. I've been seeing Craig everywhere these days, in the shows I'm watching, not like from the business or anything. Most recently, I saw him for like 4 seconds in a commercial, and I'm pretty sure he had a snuggie and a boyfriend. I don't know. It all happened so fast. Anyway, my scene suggestion is this. The maker of Snuggie, the blanket with sleeves, pitching adding sleeves to more things. Craig is my dad, Will."
Is that true?
Just a second. Can I say who's calling?
Jeremy. It's Jeremy.
Okay. Jeremy, can Lidkus. I put you on?
Jeremy Lidkus.
Sorry, that's a last name, Limkus?
Lidkus. Jeremy Stephen Lidkus.
Okay. Can I put you on a brief hold while
Jeremy
I see
Jeremy Lidkus. Jeremy Stephen Lidkus Jr.
That's what my life's
become. And yeah, I can be on hold.
I'm just going to make sure he's available to talk to you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Fuck me in the eyeball like Mo Green. Hi, Carl. I'm sorry to bother you.
Actually, it's still me, and I heard you say that. It's me, Jeremy Stephen Lidkus Jr. Are your eyes okay?
Yes, Jeremy, I'm so sorry. It's been a really tough day. My dog woke me up at 5 with cramps, apparently. Oh. And I had to take him out for another 5 a.m. walk. And when you know it, he just pooped. He pooped into a pair of sunglasses I had, and everything's fine. So that's been my day, and now you have lots of names, and I can't seem to hear any of them.
Oh, it's Jeremy Stephen Lidkus Jr.
Not getting
but if you just say Jeremy, I'm sure that that's enough.
Now, look, when Jeremy calls, okay, I want everyone to be professional, all right? He's one of our biggest clients. All right, now we know the success of the Snuggie, okay, and he has some more ideas, so we're just going to hear him.
Yeah, but he sucks.
Right. He's
okay,
weird.
Okay, hold on a second.
He's weird.
He sucks.
Yeah, I know.
He sucks, too.
Okay, look, genius sometimes comes in strange packages. All right,
and that's I'm tired of that excuse, by the way. So he gets to come in here and run amok because he's a genius, because there's a thin line between genius and crazy. Well, what if I just acted crazy, huh? What if I just acted crazy?
Pardon me. Carl, Zach, you're not sorry to bother you and your team, but Jeremy is here. He'd like to come in to pitch.
Oh, he's here. I thought he was going to call.
He's here.
Yeah. See, that's the genius of him. That's
the genius showing through. You don't know if I'm a genius or not.
Well, we know you're not a genius. Dumb. We had you do your IQ test, and you got like 15.
Yeah, but very, very stupid.
It was from the IQ official place.
Fine. We all saw the 15. Carl, can I send Jeremy in?
Yeah.
Now? Okay.
I don't think it's cool, by the way, that everybody in the office knows each other's IQ scores.
Thank you.
I don't think they should be posted on the wall.
Well, it's easy for you to say. We all know how smart you are.
I'm a 141. Genius.
That's right.
Okay. That gives you the opportunity to be a little crazy. Okay. So, all right.
Want coffee or water?
I'll have coffee and water. Coffee and water.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Jeremy. He's back.
Hi, Jeremy.
They know me.
Well, you know, he had one great idea years ago. We took it all the way to the bank, and now, you know, he's here for his annual meeting to pitch us more things with sleeves.
Well, honestly, that's what my original intention was, but there was some serious unprofessional behavior by the phone receptionist, so I figured I would just come down and talk to you. And the door was open when I heard you all talking about how much you hated Jeremy Stephen Ludkus Jr. So now I'm a little upset with the whole team
Mr. Ludkus, just so we're clear, Zach, the stupidest member right here, said that. Okay, so just to be clear, that wasn't the
15.
No one really defended my honor very much, and the receptionist talked about fucking his own eyeball while I could still hear him on the phone, okay?
Well, he's a genius. He can get a little crazy. Yeah.
That has anything to do with you also sometimes.
Well, it doesn't matter. I asked for a professional relationship, and then after I called him out on it, he started talking about how his dog took a dump that morning.
Mr. Ludkus, are you going to unveil that easel?
Zach, it depends on how your attitudes go forward from here.
Yeah, okay. I'm a very smart
guy. A smart guy doesn't share his great ideas with people that don't really respect him.
How smart are you? Like, what are we talking about? Number what?
111 IQ.
Slightly above average.
Yeah, but it is above average. And so that's, what was your guys' IQ?
I'm 141, genius level.
120.
It's solid.
Okay. 15. Okay. Oh,
136.
15. That's 15? Imbecile.
15.
He's 15, yeah.
That means I'm crazy because I'm on the other side of the scale.
Sit down.
Stop.
Zach. Okay. Okay. Well, so here's what I was. This is. I'm just going to open up the easel. You guys have won me over again. And you know how popular Snuggies have been in your home and in cuddling scenarios. But what if I told you there was formal Snuggie wear? Let me just.
Like a suit jacket?
It's like a suit jacket, but it's the material of a Snuggie. And it's got legs, which are it's like sleeves for your legs.
Pants.
Yes.
Okay, rather than pitching that you're adding more sleeves to things, you're taking things that have sleeves and making them more like blankets.
I'm sorry. You're talking down to me from a genius level. Could Zach please explain that to me? What is going on here?
Yeah, he just saying like we thought you were going to do one thing. You did another.
Well, these are like leg sleeves. I understand, Zach, very well. What I'm saying is these are what you would consider leg sleeves.
And for three payments of $49.99, you right now can get your own formal Snuggie wear right off the rack, right into your house. They got three sizes. All sizes fit everybody. They're fantastic. You can take it anywhere. You can take it onto a plane. You can take it into a gala.
Told you about how, yes, I wore this to the Met Gala, and that's the costume that the Snuggie that I'm wearing right now. I call it a costume because I feel so freaking fabulous in it.
Well, the theme was comfy cozy, and here it is.
And that's exactly right.
Look at that photo. Look how happy you are.
There I am. Yeah, and so this is a flash sale. It's only going on for one week.
Why wasn't I the plus one to that?
Okay, we have a call. Let's put him on speaker. Hello, you're calling Snuggy, Snuggy, Snug.
Hi, I just want to say I think the suit looks great. Also, tell us a scoop about you two.
Oh, well, this one got passed. This one got on air. So, we are just both co-hosts. You know, we love to co-host.
Yeah, we're friends, but, you know, she had an opportunity to invite somebody to...
We
have you kissed?
No, we can't kiss. We look kiss like siblings. That would, we look like siblings. It would freak you out if we kissed. Yeah, we look like siblings. And we know there's...
Wait, you look like what?
Siblings.
Siblings,
can you hear me? Huh? Thank you.
Is that coming in clear, buddy? You look like...
Okay. Hey, thank you, too, for coming in to see me today.
Yeah.
I know it's never a fun trip down to HR. I don't know why they always put us in the basement, but here we are.
And so, by the way, are you trying to cover the smell up or are you trying to make it worse? It smells like...
It's a new smell. It's a new smell.
Yeah, it's like a deep mildew kind of hue. Yeah, something, a candle.
Something awoke when we opened that door and it touched
the carpet.
What's kind of glorious is that everyone that comes down here to see me gives it a different name, and I'm still searching for the perfect one. So your thoughts are appreciated.
Do you have a cat?
I do. I have
and is
two
it
cats.
Still alive? Because it smells like it died.
They're both alive, yes. Yeah. I mean, they.
I see
have...
one.
Okay. So let's get back to you two for a second. A couple things regarding your last live appearance on television.
I am seeing what looks like black mold right up there in the corner.
Oh, look at that.
And I'm sorry, my shoes are wet.
Yeah.
And they were dry when I walked in the room. So.
Oh, that's interesting.
That just something question. To keep in mind.
I'm actually getting soaked up, too, up to my ankles.
Let me.
Hey, Jeremy, it's me, Zach.
Oh, my gosh. Zach, what are you doing here?
Sorry, I know I should have made an appointment. And
No, Zach, I care a lot about you.
It's hard to get into your house. You have a huge gate and you have a moat.
Yeah, I mean.
You're rich.
Well, of course I'm rich. I created the Snuggie, Zach.
Jeez.
I lied about my IQ. It's only 11. I always put the extra one there just to get people to give me the time of day, Zach.
That makes you smarter than those guys.
Right? I know. Have you considered putting a 1 in front of your 15?
What would that do for me? What doors would that
It'd
open?
It'd give you 115 IQ. That's what it would do, Zach.
Well, Zach, this looks fantastic. I mean, I love the private sector, right? And I'm also this is a job offer for the private sector as well. Warner Brothers loves people from different businesses before they come in, right? And if you're going to be a producer here, if you're going to be one of the big dogs, we just got to know, what's your IQ?
Oh, please. No need to ask that.
I have to.
Oh, it's okay.
Thank you.
If you must know, it's... Wait, is it put the one before or put the one after? One before or put the one after? It's 1-5. 1.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 15 for a second. 151? 151? Zach!
That's what 151 is, right?
Wowzo bowzos. I mean, you're crazy as hell, you tootie genius.
Tootie toodle. I speak that language, too.
You know, we got a new project. Actually, there's a director, Eli Funke. I don't know if you know who he is. You just wanna...
I'm a big dog.
Okay.
Big dog just producer. Let me you add know, him.
He just... You're smart. I don't. You know. I'm honestly. I'm kind of shook. But
what's your IQ?
98.
You ever think about adding a 1 after it? 981, and what that would do to you?
Okay, so if I could just focus you two back up a little, we're okay with siblings. It was really the
I found it.
Conversation.
I found the dead cat. Right here.
Thank you, Steve. If you could just come back in over to my desk.
It's blowing as hell.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, that thing's necrotic.
Dripping. There's so much condensation that it's dripping onto my face. Oh, got my mouth. I have my mouth open looking at the ceiling.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt. I'll be a fly on the wall. I'm just got to spray these walls down.
Holy shit.
Don't mind me. I'll be out of the way.
So, Steve, the problem really occurred when you, how should I put this, went for second base on air.
It was on my person. I did it to myself. So
right. Yes, I didn't suggest otherwise.
Still, it's such a funny way of putting it.
Vance, I'm very happy to be on your show. You're like the cooler TMZ for insiders who know what the scoop is.
Well, it's great to have you. It's great to have you. Sorry, I was checking my messages.
It's okay. Thank you for having me on. You obviously know I'm a very important person with very big projects.
And very smart, you know, one of the more, you know, genius people, an idea person working on in Hollywood right now. Tell us about Siblings, your new project.
Okay. Yeah, so Siblings come from a real life interaction that happened on real life air.
So siblings are people who are have the same parents and also multiple personality disorder, right?
And that That's correct. Scene two.
Scene three comes to us from patron alchemaniac Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, "Hi, Kev, the chef. In one of the previous episodes, Craig asked us fans to get some cheddar going on Reddit to promote the show. Food for Thought by Cray Cray the Kukowski. He's the funny one, I say. Unsurpassed wit battling with cheese-related sentiment. A giant of utter brilliance and curd. Anyhow, scene, please. Stand-up act by two Germans and one goat takes Broadway by storm. Best, Nicholas."
We're going to see the act at some point.
Yeah. We just need to get the goat.
Right. And when would that
be? So, security stopped us from bringing the goat in. So we just need to get that. If you'd let us get our goat inside.
Why don't you just pretend?
Yeah. How much is the goat really contributing audibly?
I mean, it's a lot. The goat adds so much of the atmosphere.
I can pretend to be a goat. I took a movement class in college.
I was going to say that for myself. And now
here we go. You can do it.
No, you said it first, so I guess it's your idea. So now you're on Broadway. Okay.
Kenny, are you okay?
He's mad at me for suggesting a freaking idea.
Anybody can be a goat.
Okay.
That was supposed to be a goat?
Yeah, that's a baby goat.
A baby goat. That's a goat.
Sounded like a door opening or maybe... some kind of...
I'm sorry. Listen, this production has brought a lot of stress to the entire production team here, okay? And I'll be the first to say it. I know you guys are a smash hit all over the world, but this is Broadway. This is New York City. Okay?
It's okay. Boy. Should we do something?
Yeah. No, you guys are great. You're doing great.
Are you okay?
I just need a second.
Take a second and done.
That was so fine.
Okay. Fellas, we're going to let Lydia do the goat part, and then...
Yes, Dale, I don't know that we can have Lydia be the goat.
Why not?
Let's try.
Let's see what it's like. I'll get on all fours. I'll bark.
This is what I'm talking about. Does no one know what a goat is? This is crazy.
Yeah.
This is nuts. That man makes it sound like a door's opening, as in you're going to bark like a dog. I didn't say bark like a dog.
I said I'd bark. Okay,
that's
you've
right.
heard a goat bark. They go,
yeah! Goats scream. They scream. So that's not a goat sound. It's like a siren
or
something.
That's not a goat sound.
Okay, let's get everybody. All right, production, let's get ready. Let's get places. We're just going to go T's and B's, okay? T's and B's. That's tops and bottoms, everybody.
Oh, we know that, yeah.
Okay, that's for everybody here that know this is Broadway.
I just need a little bit of the act.
Yeah, but the goat is a huge part. Again, this is, you know, Lydia, we have a huge...
I'm here. I'm on all fours. I'm ready to go.
Lydia, looking
Do you
right?
mind if I... Fellas? I need to talk to my partner for a second before we begin. Talk
about this specifically. How much of the act is the goat not speaking? And can we see, even if it's a minute, can we see that?
Gunther, what...
Well, the whole time the goat is talking. I wish they would just let us bring the goat in.
Yeah.
The goat is a really big part of it. Right. I mean, I don't think we'd be here if it wasn't for the goat.
Why are we talking to you two? Apparently the goat's the fucking star of the show.
Well, good luck working with the fucking goat, because we're the ones who's trained the goat. I bet you'd get in real big trouble. And first of all, this is a conversation with me and my friend.
So listen, I understand that you are customs, okay? You are this whole thing and whatever. I'm a Broadway producer. Does that mean anything to you?
I mean, I see some Broadway shows.
You don't say? What's the last show you saw?
I like the jukebox musicals.
Yeah, those are important. Those are important.
I took my daughter to see Beautiful, the Carole King story.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, imagine, good.
Imagine you were going to see a production of Jersey Boys, let's say, okay?
Uh-huh.
But one of the one
About
of
the Four boys, Seasons, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, big fan.
So what if Frankie Valli wasn't there? Would the show still go on?
No. Well, I mean, it's a guy playing Frankie Valli.
Is that what you're saying? Sure. Well, what I'm saying is this goat.
You can't have the Four Seasons without Frankie Valli.
I'm just saying the goat is this act's Frankie Valli.
Hey, Curtis. So, Curtis, they're giving out the Tony Awards right now.
Giving out the Tonys.
Yeah, they got the Tonys.
Oh, did you say Curtis? I thought you said Curtis.
Not Curtis, no. I mean, you can know, too. I mean, I'm screaming into the void here, but I'm talking to Curtis.
Okay,
Curtis, enjoy your break, man.
I don't know. You guys always talk about the best stuff when I'm on break, so.
Curtis, you have 2 hours for lunch, and you just hang around here. What are you doing?
I don't want to miss out on a dang thing.
So anyway. What do you say? What do you say? Can I get that goat? Can we get Richie Valli the goat out of there?
Well, look, every farm animal that crosses into this country has to undergo a mandatory 2-week quarantine.
Well, what if this goat made you laugh or made you cry? This is a performing goat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, have you even had a goat? You're so reasonable about this. I love this.
I mean, I'd rather laugh than cry, to be honest.
All right. Okay, so you want some light material, is what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll give this goat 30 seconds to make me laugh. And I'm not talking just a mild chuckle or a smile. I'm talking a belly laugh, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm unlocking the cage.
Okay, well, let me get his two partners. Gentlemen?
Oh, wait, so he needs the partners in order to be funny.
Nah, not necessarily. Nah, I just want to make sure. No. He's saying no. He's got it.
Nah.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Releasing goat from cage.
Hey, tough guy who works here at Customs. Oh, you're a badass. What do you think of me?
He does impressions.
He does impressions.
He sounded just like William Shatner, that goat. That's incredible.
Oh, hey, did you just say Pertis?
We did not say Pertis. We said Shatner.
Oh.
Take your break.
Okay, how many beds did you need in this room?
Well, we're going to need just 2 beds and then like a bale of hay.
Bale of hay. Terrific. Enjoy your stay.
Is that it? We don't even know what room we're going to. We just...
Isn't that the bellboy that can bring our luggage upstairs?
Hi, sorry for the delay. Can I help you, gentlemen?
I know, because we were just checked in.
The front desk just said that we are
going
to go.
No, I'm the front desk manager.
Gotcha!
Get out of here, you freaky creep!
What just happened?
Sorry, no. There's this pervert who wants to know how many beds people
He's
want in their room.
He
just took our goat! This is everything! He just took our goat!
Oh, dear God. Security! Security!
Oh, no!
Stop that pervert in that goat!
Okay, well, we gotta get out. We gotta get downstairs first. Dun, 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 dun. All right, which way do we go?
This is downstairs. We're just in the other
Where
room.
Where did we go?
God damn it, Curtis! God damn it, Curtis!
A goat just got stolen by some
jerk. You're working too many jobs.
You told me. I thought it was on break here. Security's off.
You're not
floor.
On break. You're working.
Okay.
What's going on? A goat is stolen. Please.
Okay. Which way did it go?
I don't speak the language.
They're speaking accented English, Curtis.
Speak the language.
I have a German accent, and my partner has somewhat Norwegian German.
I'm so sorry. I don't understand a word coming out of his mouth.
Seriously, you don't? Do you speak any other language?
I speak 20 other languages. I work in customs. Thank you very much. But I can't understand. Oh, is that how it goes?
So you'd understand me if I spoke German.
Woohoo! Coming through, move it, got the goat! Woohoo! This is New York City, goat. This is New York goddamn city. Woohoo! See that? That's a cab.
I'm walking in here.
Oh, you see that? That's a stereotype.
Hot what, dogs, basketball, baseball.
You see that guy? Whatever you want to do. Okay, this is my apartment, goat.
Yeah. It's
hey,
a little,
babe, what are you doing here with a goat?
Surprise! Will you marry me?
Yeah, and you want me to wear this goat on my finger?
Somewhere.
I don't mean to interrupt, but she's fine. You can take a fucking walk.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Okay, so who, funny.
So who was
that? I think you should leave. I think you should leave. This goat seems like he has personality. He has style. He has class.
Hooah.
Who is that?
Okay, honey, I can't promise this will be as good as beautiful, the Carole King story, but two Germans, one goat is the hottest ticket in town. And, you know, it was a free gift I got at the customs desk, so...
Dad, I'm just happy to spend time with you, honestly.
Yeah, everything going okay with your... Sorry.
Shut the fuck the up, show. You guys. This is about to start.
It's about to start. That's the point. It hasn't started.
My God. Please.
Jesus fucking Christ. Just whisper.
Everything going okay with your mom and your stepfather?
Yeah, everything's great. They're actually like planning this whole 2-month trip to Italy and whatnot, and so it's going to be really exciting for them. It's their 10-year anniversary.
Welcome to Two Germans, One Goat at the 42nd Street Theater.
We can't go on. We don't have a goat.
I don't know what to do. Maybe please. We should take that girl up and being the barking goat.
Silence all phones, devices.
No, don't worry about that.
Okay, so this isn't the show, right? This is just like the pre-show announcement, so I can keep connecting with my daughter.
Yeah.
Not connecting. I can't. I missed what he said. I don't know what street we're on. You're talking so freaking loud.
You don't know what street we're on?
Yeah, my favorite part is the announcement that the people do before the show starts. Like, silence your phone. Stop talking. Unwrap your candy. And now I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it because I couldn't hear because you guys are screaming in front of me.
We're at the 42nd Street Theater, that famous Broadway theater.
It's not the same when you say it, piece of shit.
Well, relax.
Shut the fuck up, you young bitch.
And now, the show.
All right.
That is literally our show today. Oh. I just think the listeners are much better off never seeing this show. Let's thank all of our alchemists, please, starting with the fabulous Caroline Cotter. Caroline!
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
How's
much for
the podcast
me.
Going that you weren't sure about?
Pretty bad and kind of crazy. Right. So you guys should listen to it. It's called Cotter Core.
Mm-hmm.
It is called that.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And okay. Please enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chris Alvarado, how's your new podcast going?
Great.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Sure.
I think. Who knows, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's no way to find out.
No. Yeah. The Comedy Fix is the name, The Comedy Fix.
Comedy Fix. Wherever you get your...
I think I want to listen to Caroline's podcast today.
Cotter Core. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's really hard to find, but...
Yeah, good luck.
I feel like if I need to find it, I can hit up Joey. I feel like Joey, yep. He's got the deets for me.
Mm. I can hook you up. Speaking of Joey,
thank you.
How's your new podcast going?
It's great. It's actually a combination of Caroline and Chris's.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's the Comedy Core.
Mm-hmm.
And we get down right into the mix of stuff that we don't really give a shit about.
Cool.
And yeah, who cares? It's great.
Very perfect cool. pitch.
Who gives a thank shit? You. It's great.
Great pitch.
So
yeah. What's that, Stitcher? Yep, he'll be with you in a second. James Heaney, thank you. How's your new podcast going?
My podcast is going really good. but if it's not too much trouble, I'd like to promote something that's not a podcast. Well, it is a podcast, honestly. Fuck. But it's our podcast on April 24th at 5:30 Pacific time. Mm. We're going to be in the Austin Sketch Fest. Now, I'm sure that Austin Sketchfest has amazing other shows that you can check out, and I suggest that you do. But on April 24th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Alchemy This is going to be doing a live show.
Yeah. It's our first, second festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. And thanks. That helps me segue right to the fine fella who brought us to, or will be bringing us to Austin.
That's right. I got the showbiz connections.
Literally wired.
to get us into a mid-sized comedy festival in a mid-sized city. Yeah.
Through our computers.
Also, one jab down, one more jab to go. By the time this podcast came out, I would have gotten both vaccines.
Oh, so. Nice. Lucky piece of shit. So happy for you, man.
Getting the Pfizer in the one arm, Moderna in the other.
I don't think it works that way.
J&J up to schnooker. All right, well, let's tell our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Boehm, how much we missed him. I'm hearing a horrible echo, so I definitely missed him. And for those of you who joined us, thank you so much. Please tell everyone you ever met, write a review, rate the damn show. We just love to hear from you. I love reading your emails. Please stay involved with the show. We greatly appreciate it. And by we, of course, I mean until next time, please wear a mask and be kind to everyone you know. And
I'll come in.